What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan. This is Marley, and today we bring you the first installment of Out of Bounds Podcast. Let's fucking go!
Okay, Ryan, how do we know each other? This is the funniest story.
The Ryan and Marley lore.
Yeah, that's Ryan. He's my sister's boyfriend. I don't hate him that much, so that's good. That's how we know each other. That's why we're doing this pod.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan,
Okay.
you're a football guy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm a hockey gal. Whoa.
Like, are we allowed just saying guy?
Like, I can just say I'm a hockey guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. Okay, run it back. I'm a hockey guy, big time.
We have
Big
to keep
time.
this in there. We have to keep
I
all of
know.
this.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm a hockey guy.
Yeah.
What is your favorite football team?
Denver Broncos, baby.
That's like,
Broncos.
that's a
Broncos
tough.
country. Shut up. Shut
That's
up.
tough.
Shut up. Broncos country, let's ride. That's Texas.
What
What
the
about
f
you? No, I was thinking about like getting up on a horse. Why? What's your football team? You don't even have
Okay.
one.
Football's complicated. Like, when it comes to like hockey, like it's Habs. Like, it's no one else. It'll never be anyone else.
Caps all the way, baby.
What?
Capitals.
No, I heard you. I'm just like, this is the first we've ever discussed this. You're a
Okay, anyways,
Capitals fan?
keep it going.
No. You're a Capitals fan?
Yeah, Ovechkin.
Bro. You have no hometown pride?
No, fuck the Habs. No, but
That's
like,
fucked
but
up.
also like, if any Habs players want to come on the show, like, we encourage that.
Yo, we love Habs players. Would you like to tell your story about one time when you met a Habs player, a certain shorty, a short king, if you will?
Cool. The dog. I mean, I see him everywhere now, and it's sad because every time I see him, I'm like, oh, that's my buddy Cole, but like he doesn't know who I am.
Didn't you piss next to him?
Yeah. Oh no, he was pissing, and I took a shit because I got nervous, but I actually just pissed. But I was like, let's go in the yurt, like the stall, because I felt uncomfortable. It was him and Kirby Doc, and they were just chatting. So I was like, hey, I'm not just gonna be like, excuse me, guys.
Okay, so I think by default you have to be a Habs fan if you pissed and shit and you're a fucking Habs
When Ovechkin
player.
retires in the next couple of years, I'll become a Habs fan. That's a deal.
Ovechkin's going to retire in minimum 5 years.
Okay,
Like,
anyways.
fact. That man runs on fucking Diet Coke and like Russia.
Yeah, that's a he's like a war hero. Okay,
Yeah.
anyways.
Anyways, but my
Who's your
football
football team?
team,
Yeah.
it's complex, okay? As a kid, I like the San Diego Chargers for no reason other than their uniforms. And I
Ew.
recognize that that's a bad choice, but when you're eight and you're like, ooh, bright blue, bright yellow, wee, you like the Chargers, okay? And then
Ew.
as a normal fucking person, I now that I live in Toronto, proximity, it feels right to like the Bills. It's also a really good time to like the Bills. I
Is
love
it?
Josh Allen. It will be. It's about to be a real good time for the
I thought
Bills.
you were gonna say Colts because the kicker's name's Gay.
No, that's why I draft him in fantasy, but we're gonna get to that later. And then, of course, like the realist in me is like, well, if I'm gonna go to any football game, it's most likely gonna be in Miami.
Yeah.
So I like the Dolphins.
That's a real conflict that you like the Bills and the
I
Dolphins.
know they're like division rivals. It's stupid. I think I always choose the Bills over the Dolphins though, because like honestly, like Tua's washed, but like it's not his
He's
fault.
washed.
It's not his fault that he gets fucking knocked around, concussed. He has no brain cells left, and they keep putting him in the game. But then this past year, like, bro, Jason Kelce is everything.
So now you're an Eagles fan. Like,
So now I'm a bit of an Eagles fan, and
bro,
like,
you just pick one.
you know who actually. Like, I know, like, Jason Travis, love them, want to have them on this pod. I actually want Kylie Kelce. I want Kylie on the
Kylie
pod.
Kelce would be sick to get on the pod. Like,
Right?
it'll never happen,
Never gonna happen.
but that would be we love Kylie Kelce over here. Kylie Kelce, that's an American hero right there.
Absolutely. Kylie, love you, babe. Come on the
That's a
pod.
queen. That's a queen. That's a mom queen right there.
You know when there's a difference between someone who's like mom, mother, and
No, no,
mommy?
no, no, no. We're not getting into all that. No, none of
No,
that.
I
None of
know,
that.
but I'm just saying, like, I think that
No.
Kylie is both mom and mother. She's not mommy. I have too much respect for her.
Hey, can we move on? Like, I want to throw up now. Let's fucking get the shit started. There's a reason why we're starting it now. Let's get into it because I'm excited.
Should we talk about how you absolutely fucked up my fantasy draft?
Okay, so okay, you know what? Let's pull it up because I'm sick of your shit. Pull up your team.
Okay, for background, I am in a fantasy league with people I used to work with at the NHL, okay? That's my little flex there. Okay? And I forgot that my league was drafting Sunday night. I had dinner plans, okay? So I said, "Ryan, you're usually the guy. Draft my football team for me, please, and don't fuck me over." And Ryan, from your perspective, what happened?
Okay, so basically, I mean, you know how it happens. You're chilling. I was watching Attack on Titan and I was playing college football and I was like, oh, you know what? Like, I kind of got to take a shit. And I was like, perfect timing. Like, it's going to line up great. You know, guys and shitting, you just end up on the toilet watching TikToks and
Why have you mentioned shitting twice already on this pod?
because that's what happened. I don't know. I spend a lot of time in the bathroom. Leave me alone.
I thought it was just that you
Anyways,
were scrolling too long.
but
I
I
guess
was
same
also
thing.
just like, yeah, I mean, but that's what else am I gonna do on a toilet? Just like sit there and try and like, no, that sounds boring. Anyways, I get up and then I sit back on my bed and I was like, oh, like beautiful. I get the chill. And then I look at the time and I was like, oh Christ, I missed her first like ease. I thought I missed like your whole draft. I was like, I missed her first five picks. I log
First
on
three,
quick.
right?
Yeah, I mean, and the picks were fine. You got three stud receivers. I'm not mad about
Okay.
it. Tell them
Here's
your
the
team.
thing. Like, I'll tell you that my team, but the thing is that you need to understand that I'm running back deprived. Like, my running backs are
Yeah, but
fucking cooked.
that's an easy fix, is what you don't understand. Just tell them the team. Tell them the team.
Okay, so my QB is Anthony Richardson, which, as
Great.
I've been told, is a great fantasy quarterback. He's not flashy. He's not like Joe B. He's not like fucking my man Josh Allen. He's not flashy. He's, fine in fantasy.
I mean, he's
Whatever.
definitely flashy. I mean, he's a running quarterback.
My wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown. Those are
Boom.
great picks, I will
Studs.
say. But
Studs.
my number one running back is Rashad White.
You don't even know what team he plays for.
He plays for Tampa Bay. I'm looking at the app.
That's just because you're looking at it.
And then of course, the second pick, I do like the second running back. It's my man DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
My tight end also rough.
Who did I take?
David Njoku.
That's a good one. Whatever. Yes, okay, continue.
And then my flex is Brandon Ayuk. Amazing. Love that.
Bang. And then
Agreed.
the bench too, I did well on. I did good with your
Two of my
bench.
guys don't even have like
Because
headshots.
they're rookies,
I know they
dummy.
didn't show up to media day. What the
They did.
hell?
It just takes a while. Tell them who's on your bench and they'll be able to figure it out themselves.
Okay, Courtland Sutton,
Okay, that's whatever.
Blake Corum,
Big time.
Bucky Irving,
Your backup. He's your backup. He's your handcuff. That's what that's actually called.
Demario Douglas,
That was just hope he's okay.
Jonathan Brooks.
That's another starting running back. So the way I drafted
He's
that,
on
well,
IR though.
he's gonna play. He's missing probably the first 3 4 weeks, and then he'll be all right. The reason why like I drafted like that was, I mean, I missed the first three picks. My bad. First three picks went AJ, Ayuk, and then Kupp. And then I was like, all right, fuck, like I kind of got to pull this thing out the mud. So I just took best running back available, who was White. I then took your quarterback because I was like, he's a good quarterback. He's still on the board. Fuck it. He'll win you some weeks probably if he stays healthy. And then I just filled out your team and I did a pretty good job. And you have other guys' handcuffs. Like you have Corum. You could trade him. You got some good pieces. You'll be able to figure it out.
This is not a big trading league. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, that's, you're going to have to, whatever.
We joined a random league because your
She
girlfriend,
wanted to
my
be.
sister Lindsay, will not let me play fantasy with you and your friends. She is scared of what that will do to the family dynamics. That's the truth.
Like, is she wrong?
And like I think I can take it, but whatever, okay? We joined
Okay, yeah.
a random Yahoo League. Actually, before we move
Ow.
on to that one, let me first tell you guys that because I have kicker Matt Gay, and of course I've got DeAndre Swift, this is the
Of
second
course.
year in a row I've had this pairing that has given me the beautiful name for my team, Gaylor Swift. So Gaylor Swift 2.0, as I'm calling it, is my team. And in our other Yahoo
What's my
League.
name in the other Yahoo League? Because I've done so many of these now that I don't even know which team
I'm
name I am.
pretty sure, yeah, Neverland Ranch. And like, we could talk about fantasy team names for a sec. Like, I think that the best fantasy team names come from, like, after you draft, you get a player and you riff off of their name. You pick that name before you even drafted.
So just to give everybody, I'm gonna leave some of them out because some of them.
Yeah.
But Neverland Ranch was one of them. Another one, I just kept it as Ryan's Perfect Team just because I was lazy. And then another one was Mike Oxmall, but like you say it quick.
Yes. Yes, we
And
get it.
then, yeah, let's just leave it at that. Yeah.
Well, my team name in this other league is Honey Bijan. 'Cause I got Bijan Robinson.
Tell them the
And
rest of your team.
this team is actually pretty nasty. I got Pat Mahomes, George Kittle, Young Ho Koo, baby. He's gonna
Thank
win it
God.
for me.
Jesus Christ. Who else? Or is that it?
No, that's not it, obviously. Puka Nacua, who is injured, so I don't really know what that's about.
He'll be all right.
Amari Cooper.
That's a good pick. I like him.
Alvin Kamara.
I like him too.
And Keenan Allen.
I like him as well. Ish.
And then
Like.
on my bench, I have Chuba Hubbard, Tyler Allgeier, Jameson Williams, Jerome Ford, Christian Watson, and Terry McLaurin.
That's a good team.
Kansas City defense.
I mean, again, it's a 10 man, so it's whatever. I'm in that league as well, like she said. My team's all right. My team's fucking crazy. Got Caleb, Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, Taylor, Saquon, Mark Andrews. And then I kind of just took a bunch of shots. So, like, Neighbors, Christian Kirk, McConkey, Javonte Williams, Xavier Worthy, Stafford, Brooks. Your boy Gay is the kicker. And then I have Cincy defense and the Jets defense. And that
You
right
get
there,
two, you got
it's.
two defenses.
Well, because I picked up the Jets without looking at their schedule with, like, the last pick of the draft. And then I realized that their first game was against a decent team. So I said, whoops. And I picked up the Bengals because they play a bad team. Oh, I didn't even give my second league because you gave two and I only gave one. Freaking
Fuck. Okay, go pick your. Do you want to go through it?
you little dictator. Yeah.
What's
So
this team called? Are you able to say it?
think so. It's called R. Kelly's Water Park. I feel like that borders on the line. I feel like that's like right on the edge of.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you. R. Kelly doesn't play football. He
But
doesn't do anything but drop the soap.
he peed on people.
He's like a horrible person in so many
I'm not saying
ways.
that he's a good person. I'm saying that he could own a water park because he peed on people.
I thought it's because he's like into
Okay,
kids.
anyways, moving on.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's like, who is on this team? I could think of a better name than something as
I'm
fucking
gonna tell you.
rancid as R. Kelly's water park.
So this is a. I think it's a half PPR. Half PPR three receiver league. So we got Brock Purdy, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Jalen Waddle, Terry McLaurin, Chris Godwin, Travis Kelce, Zamir White, Justin Tucker, Bengals D. Then we got Tyler Allgeier, Romeo Doubs, D Hop, Ladd McConkey, Jatavion Sanders, Jets defense. And yeah. It's fucking gross.
Why wouldn't you name it after Travi? So another I guess it's a fantasy league. I don't know if it's a league, but it's like a, what is it? It's like a sudden death, like pick 'em league.
Survivor.
Yes. That's the word.
Yeah, let's pull that up because we're in one of those two. Do you want me to
Pick
break it down?
one. Well, yeah, from what I understand is you pick one team a week and you can never repeat. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna go through the games this week.
Yeah. I haven't made my pick yet, so maybe you can help me make an informed pick.
Okay. I mean, I already made my pick. I picked the Bengals. They play the New England Patriots Sunday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, the
But we got.
probability is,
Exactly.
part of
That's
me is
what
like, oh, let's pick New England. Because imagine if they win, but then again, there's no money on the line. So.
Anyways, there's a lot of barn burners this year, this week. I mean, this year probably, but this week we got some barn burners. We got Baltimore Ravens, KC Chiefs, Packers, Eagles, Steelers, Falcons, Cardinals, Bills, Tennessee versus Chicago, New England, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Miami, Houston, Indianapolis, Carolina, New Orleans, Minnesota, New York Giants, Vegas versus the Chargers, Denver versus Seattle, Cowboys versus Cleveland, Washington versus Tampa, Jets versus Niners, and Rams, Detroit. So if you want my professional mastermind, mega mind prediction, I mean, there's like a couple of different ways you can go. I mean, I picked the Bengals just because, I mean, the Pats suck. But, I mean, like, you
but
could
the
take.
Thing is then you can't pick the Bengals any other week.
Yeah, but, like, I don't really care to not pick the Bengals every other week. I'm kind of just going to go whoever plays the Pats. That's whoever plays the Pats or the Giants, that's kind of where I'm leaning. But, like, if you want to go off brand and do a weird one, I think Buffalo will probably beat Arizona.
Yeah, well, that was my like initial. I was like, oh, I'll pick Buffalo, and then I found out you have to make a new pick every week. You can never pick the same team. I was like, oh, I'll pick Buffalo every fucking week. Let's go. Can't
Or I
do
would get a
that.
Chicago pick out of the way and take them over Tennessee. I like Chicago too this week.
Chicago, the Bears, if you will.
The Bears.
They got Caleb Williams, Mr.
Yep.
Nail Polish.
Yeah.
Love that man.
Mr.
Okay, so
Sparkly Phone Case.
Mr. Yassified quarterback. Don't roll your eyes. Like, that's what he is. He is a yassified quarterback.
Caleb, I'm really sorry. I don't, like, he's not going to see this, so thank God. But if he does, I'm really sorry, because that was tough.
I don't think he would hate it. I think that he knows he's yassified. He's the one who paints his fucking nails. So
anyways,
am I picking the Bears?
I would take the Bears. The Bears.
Are we going to keep saying just the Bears every week? Okay, I picked the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah,
Okay.
That's a solid pick.
Ryan, what are you drinking? You know this is a video pod.
Cranberry juice.
The people, our two viewers, just saw you chug low-calorie cranberry juice from, like, the giant bottle. The fuck? Do you have a UTI?
No, it's just delicious.
I'm at a loss for words.
I mean, it was either that or kombucha. Like, fucking cut me some slack.
Kombucha?
Yeah.
Who's the gay one here now?
Still
Kombucha?
You. Bro, kombucha is delicious, first of all. So, like, I'm not going to accept this slanderous,
It's
slander.
not. It's not delicious. It's fucking gross. It's like, it's.
That's because you have the palate of a fucking wombat or like a meerkat.
Not my water.
What kind of bottle is that?
If we're ever to get a brand deal, I hope it's with
Holy
Owala.
shit, no way. Aloha or Owola, whatever your
Are you
company's called.
dyslexic? Owala.
Don't fucking hit us up, please.
If we were to ever get a brand deal, I want it to be with Owala.
Actually,
I have
please
like
hit
a
us up.
half dozen of their water bottles. They're all, every fucking design is sexy as hell.
Okay, but to be fair, I would take a brand deal from like any brand on the planet. I'd take a brand deal from like Pornhub at this point.
See, that's where I'm like, I want to maintain some semblance of family values over there at Neverland Ranch.
But first of all, like, fuck you, because like a lot of those girls are lesbians.
Bro, have you seen their nails? No, they're not.
Oh yeah. Okay, gross. Let's get back on topic, because like that was out of bounds. Oh,
and that's why we named this pod that. Should we dive into a little bit of NHL news? There's not that much news, but the news
I'm
that there
about to
is.
fucking dive into some.
This is me introducing it, Ryan. There's not that much NHL news, but the news that there is huge.
Fine.
Huge. First, we'll talk Leon Draisaitl's contract, blah, blah, blah. It's massive. He deserves it. Next.
How big is it?
He's going to be I think it's $14 million a year, which
It
you
sucks
hope
that that's
that.
like pennies.
You hope that cap goes up. But I've been seeing a lot of people being like, I live in Toronto. Leafs fans are delusional. Last week, Austin Matthews had his lunch with Connor McDavid, and everyone's like, oh my God, he's recruiting him. Bitch, no, he's not. He never was. And now you know, like, Connor's guy is locked up with him in Edmonton. Like, they're not going anywhere.
Also, why the fuck would he want to go play in Toronto?
Well, he's from here, so like,
still,
the fucking Leafs fans, they got like hard-ons for the hometown boy.
Still,
I agree, it's fucking delusional. He would never. So obviously the other piece of news is like atrocious. It's heartbreaking. It's, you know, RIP Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matty. Like,
yeah, some
don't
fuck
drink and
shit.
drive, people. Don't fucking drink and drive. But on the tails of that, though, is a really, really sweet tribute that Cole Caulfield released last
See, I
night.
didn't find it all that sweet, to be fair.
Well, like, here's from my perspective as a Habs fan, I've been honestly waiting for Cole to change his number. Like, it happens so often. Rookies get like shit numbers, and like, yeah, 22 is not as bad as like when the guys get fucking 47 and 68, like whatever. No, 68's actually goated, Jager. But it's not like a random number, so it wasn't so bad. But I like when you're a Habs player, like, there's not that much to choose from. Like, under 20, like, more than half are retired. Like,
yeah.
But Cole has worn 13 in the past with Team USA. And he's also worn 8. So I was like, okay, maybe he could switch to 8 or 13 at some point. And then I thought, you know, it's not happening. Like, who wears 8? Mike Matheson, I think, is wearing 8.
I thought 8 was, like, retired for the Habs. I thought that was, like,
No.
Komisarek or whatever.
You think Komisarek got his number retired? Are you cracked?
I don't
Like,
know.
listen, I liked that guy as a kid, but no, his number's not retired.
But that guy's a dog. Don't diss Komisarek.
I'm not saying that. I said I liked him as a kid.
Okay, I thought you were coming for my guy. Mike Komisarek, if you watch this, come on the show.
Absolutely.
Ah!
So Mike
Oh my
Matheson
God.
wears 8, and I was like, okay, like maybe at some point Cole will switch it. We
I
had.
just think that's like not classy, you know? Like,
I don't agree. Like, I think that if he had switched it and not said anything, like, first of all, okay, so he switched his number. He made a post saying that, like, as an undersized guy and
yeah.
as an American, he's like always looked up to Johnny Gaudreau. They just played together at the U whatever, I don't know,
Yeah.
some type of World Cup, whatever, IHF, like World Championships, and like he passed away. Like, you gotta feel for someone who's been his teammate, someone who's looked up to him. Like, if he was already like thinking like maybe one day he changes number, like, now's the time to do it and to say like it's to honor Johnny Hockey. Like, I think it's classy. I think the whole hockey world thinks it's classy, and I think 13 is a fucking sick number.
I think it's a cool number. It's just like, I don't know, for me it's like when Kobe died. It wasn't like out of nowhere everyone was like, fuck it, like let's change to 24 or 8, like in honor of Kobe. Everyone was like, nah, like no one touched that number.
I think it's different. Like, not to say that Johnny Gaudreau
He
isn't
wasn't
like,
that big.
not to say that he wasn't amazing. He's like a 4-time All-Star or something, if not more. Like, he's a great hockey player, but he's not. It's like the way Wayne Gretzky's numbers retired. Or if, like, God forbid, Sidney Crosby dropped dead tomorrow. Again, God for fucking bid. Like, no one's touching 87 anymore. It's like, there's like the generational players. Like, Kobe's generational. Like, LeBron's generational. Obviously,
Yeah.
like, Michael Jordan's generational. Like, it's like that. Like, so I think it's more about like honoring, paying tribute, thanking him for paving the way as a shorter player. And like, I
Yeah.
know that PLD, Pierre-Luc Dubois, he changed his number when one of his teammates passed away. He wears number 80 for Matis Kivelnyks, as I'm pretty sure how you say his name, a goalie in the Columbus system a few years ago who died in like a tragic fireworks accident. And ever since, PLD changed his number to 80 to honor him. And like he said, like, it's the least he can do. He makes him feel connected to like his friend and former teammate. Like, hockey players have, like, if you have the mentality, if Cole Caulfield has the mentality every night of like, I'm doing this for Johnny Hockey, like, I'm trying to channel him, like, I think he's gonna play great, and I'm all for it. And 13's a sick fucking number.
13's a dope number. Okay, I mean, I don't know how we're doing for time.
Not well.
So, like, let's just like dive into like college football real quick, and then
Real quick.
And then we call Lindsay and see if she answers.
Well, I first wanted to, like, before we dive into college football, because we're talking about
Yeah.
Cole, I want to talk about a few of my dream guests for this podcast.
Oh
We've
yeah, let's
mentioned
do
so
that.
many. We've mentioned so many names, but
Yeah, let's do
for
that.
me, top three: Cole Caulfield,
Mm-hmm.
obviously, again with the fucking cranberry juice over here.
I'm done. I'm done.
I think the GOAT of basketball. GOAT
Saw
of
that coming.
basketball. GOAT of fucking basketball.
You're
I'll
gonna upset
say
me.
it.
You're gonna upset
It's
me.
Caitlin Clark.
She's the GOAT female player.
I saw a stat line today that was like she is taking and getting threes at like 3 feet deeper than like even guys in the NBA. So
okay, well we'll have to pull that up like next time. But okay.
And then
Who else?
Third, I gotta shout out the women's hockey players. The
Yeah.
GOAT of women's hockey right now, Marie-Philippe Poulin for PWHL Montreal, captain, team gay. We love it.
For me, I mean, LeBron. Okay, now let me go a little more realistic. It'd be like probably like a couple like college guys, and then yeah, Cole would be pretty sick, just because then maybe we can bro out.
But talk about how he pissed while you shat. Okay.
Yeah. Who else would be fucking fun?
Oh my god! Wait, you know who would be fun?
Who?
I saw. This is two stories. Shout out to my friends who know what story I'm going to tell.
We don't have time for two stories.
Hang on. They're really short. I saw Jack Eichel in an airport. Would love to see him again. Second thing, Marc-Andre Fleury. Saw him in a restaurant. Would love to see him again. Go ahead.
No. I'd say Cole Caulfield, and then I would say Travis Hunter. College football standout. He plays for Colorado. Receiver and DB. Nasty fucking player. And then... maybe like Lance Stroll, just so I can like laugh at him. I don't know.
But like, am I crazy to say that Lance Stroll isn't unrealistic? We're like, you know, 6 degrees of separation. Like between the two of us, we know someone who knows someone. Like, is he probably hard to get schedule wise? For sure.
First of all, he'd probably be like, "Who are these dumb idiots trying to get me on their pod?"
Absolutely.
Second of all, yeah, it's probably super fucking difficult to book him. And third of all, like, why would he?
I don't know. Maybe he feels like giving back to the Montreal Jewish community.
Yeah, bullshit. Okay.
Maybe
Hey, Lance.
He wants to reconnect with his roots.
Lance, if you want to reconnect with your roots, you can come on our podcast and have a jolly old time.
Did he go to your high school?
No, I went to LCC.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Bitch. Anyways, moving on. so
okay.
Now do we just
Go
dive
off.
Quick into college football?
Go off on college football.
Fuck yeah, baby. Let's
just for the
go.
Record, I fucking love watching college football.
Just for the
Clemson,
record, college football is fucking fun as hell.
Clemson, LSU, Roll Tide.
Shut up. That's
is
not
it
that's
this?
that's Hook'em Horns. Hook'em
Hook'em
Horns.
Horns, fight on.
No, fight on.
No, fight on. USC.
Oh, I thought you were going fight on like the fucking Fighting Frogs. US.
No, I'm not talking
TCU.
About TCU. We don't talk
Yeah,
about TCU. We don't talk about Sedona Prince on here. Don't even.
Okay,
fuck you, Sedona Prince. Go ahead.
Oh my god. Anyways, so I was just gonna do a quick little breakdown of the top 25. So obviously, number one, still Georgia. Snatty favorite. I mean, that's you could probably bet the house on that. Like, if I mean, you're
Bet
not
the
big into
house.
college football, but yeah, I mean, you
No,
could probably bet the
I
house
like
on it.
watching it. Like,
It's
I
fun
used
as
to be
fuck.
so big on watching the Elite 11 like series. Of
No,
like
this
the
is.
elite quarterbacks, and like they stopped doing that. Fuck, bring that back.
That would be
Also,
fun.
speaking of college football, another dream guest on my pod, Max Brown. Love that guy.
Yep.
Love his wife more. Shout out Victoria. But he's kind of killing it right now in college football, and I love it.
Okay, back to my little. I'm just going off the college football top 25 right now through the Associated Press. So Georgia, Ohio State, no shit, Texas, Bama, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, my Oregon Fighting Ducks at 7.
I do love Oregon.
After they had a fucking garbage performance, but whatever. Moving on. Then we have Penn State, Missouri, Michigan, awful performance of their own. The Utah Utes, looking dominant.
I can't
Up
take
there
a
in the
team
north.
called the Utes
I know, it's
seriously.
fucking hilarious. Then we have UMiami.
It's all about the U, baby.
Fucking smoke show that they had. Holy shit. And then Southern California, otherwise known as Cal Berkeley. Tennessee Vols, Oklahoma, OK State, Kansas State, LSU, Kansas, Arizona, Iowa, Louisville, G-Tech,
You're
NC
just
State,
naming fucking cities.
and Clemson. No, that's the top
No,
25,
I know,
dummy.
but it just sounds like you're naming
Okay,
cities.
anyways, the one team that you will not hear on that top 25, and you will not hear their name on that top 25 this whole season, is without a doubt the most laughable program in the country right now, which is the Florida State Seminoles. God almighty, do they suck. I honestly think if they picked you up and put you at quarterback, you would be better than DJ Wagalay. He
Okay,
is garbage.
First of all, don't hate on me as a quarterback. I was a quarterback.
Okay.
Okay. West Island College touch football grade 10, maybe? Boy, did I fucking launch that football, but they did not trust me to call plays.
Oh, this guy can't be trusted to do anything. I mean, this is like a 6'5" athletic freak show who can't complete a pass and doesn't know what's
Why doesn't
going
he just fucking run?
I mean, because after a certain amount of time, if they keep stacking the box, what are you going to do? Keep running and getting your head bashed in? That's how you turn into Antonio Brown. Oh! Did it again. Oh, fuck, I'm on. Holy shit.
That one was out of bounds, baby.
Yeah, but that one is perfect. That one was like on the money. Well, she calls her a special shout out to our sponsor.
We don't have a sponsor.
But if someone would like to sponsor Ocean Spray, would love to have you. Hit me up.
Oh,
Ryan Evan Cohen on Instagram. Thank you.
Here she is.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
We're nearing the end of this pod here. And I just wanted to know, how do you feel about us doing this?
I plead the fifth.
If I'm going to like quote you real quick, I'm pretty sure you said, if it fails, you want nothing to do with it. But if it's good, it was all you, right?
I plead the fifth.
There you have it, folks. Should we call Lindsay every episode?
No, but we're going to have to get her on the pod at some point. We're going to have to get her on at some point.
I want her on in the next episode, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Let's do it like once we get like 15 views.
15?
15, 1-5.
That's not a very high...
I'm shooting low so that when we shoot up, I look like I was smart. You know what I mean?
You know how you always say manage your expectations? That's exactly what he's doing.
Well,
I mean, look, I would love nothing more than for this to blow up tomorrow. Yeah, anyways, let's just wrap it up. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks, bye.
So on that note, you heard it, guys. Lindsay wants it to blow up so she can claim it.
And Ryan wants to blow up so he can quit his job.
We got to be successful. I don't want to quit my job.
Well, I want this to become my job. Like,
I think that's fair. But
like
anyway.
This would be my favorite job.
I don't know. Watch football this week.
Yeah, watch football. Go bet. Go crazy. Don't lose all your money. Just lose a good chunk of it and have yourself a ball.
And keep your eye out for the next episode where we're probably going to talk about what happened this past week. Okay. Out of bounds. Out.
That's the gay.
I don't know how to end it.
I mean, you're probably going to cut some of this out anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, you're cutting out that out of bounds out stuff too.
Yeah, I know. But so how are we going to sign off?
We're gonna figure that out for next episode.